Introduction. Hello and welcome to today's podcast, where we will be discussing a rather controversial topic, school is bad for you. It is important to note that this viewpoint is not an attempt to undermine the importance of education. Rather, it aims to shed light on the limitations and pitfalls of traditional schooling systems. Education is indeed crucial, but perhaps the traditional structure and methodologies employed in our schools today may not always be the best suited to every individual's needs and potential. Let us delve deeper into this perspective.
Body 1. Limitation of standardized education. One of the primary arguments against traditional schooling revolves around its standardized approach. Schools often focus on achieving uniformity through standardized testing, curriculum, and grading systems. However, this approach fails to recognize the diverse talents, interests, and learning styles of individual students. Many students who do not excel in standardized tests may possess unique skills and talents that are not nurtured or acknowledged within the school system. This cookie-cutter approach can lead to the neglect of many gifted individuals' potential, hindering their overall growth and development.
2. Lack of real-world skills. Another criticism of traditional schooling lies in the emphasis placed on academic knowledge over practical skills. While subjects like mathematics, science, and literature hold importance, there is a significant absence of practical skills required to navigate the real world effectively. Essential life skills such as financial literacy, problem-solving, critical thinking, time management, and emotional intelligence are often overlooked within the traditional curriculum. This lack of focus on practical, applicable skills can leave students ill-prepared to face the challenges of adulthood and hinder their future success and happiness.
3. Limited creativity and personal expression. Traditional schooling systems often prioritize rote learning and regurgitation of information rather than fostering creative thinking and personal expression. The heavy emphasis on memorization and conformity can restrict the imagination and curtail innovative thinking. By adhering strictly to pre-designed curricula, schools may unintentionally stifle the individuality and creativity that lies within every student. This not only creates a less engaging learning environment but also deprives students of the opportunity to explore their passions and cultivate their unique skills and abilities.
4. Mental health impact.
Recent studies have also shown a concerning rise in mental health issues among students. The pressures of academic performance, social dynamics, and the overall demands of the school environment can create significant stress and anxiety. The traditional schooling system often fails to adequately address mental health concerns, leaving many students feeling overwhelmed and unsupported. The negative impact on mental well-being, if not addressed, can lead to long-term consequences for individuals, affecting their confidence, motivation, and overall quality of life.
Conclusion. While recognizing the importance of education, it is crucial to question and evaluate the effectiveness of traditional schooling methods. Education should encourage the holistic development of individuals, recognizing their unique talents, fostering practical skills, and nurturing creativity while also addressing mental health concerns. A paradigm shift in education that embraces personalized learning experiences, real-world skill development, and mental health support could make schooling a more enriching and empowering journey for students. It is essential to restructure our educational systems to better meet the needs of each individual, enabling them to thrive and reach their full potential.
This is all for today, guys. My name is Teresa and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.